Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. My name is Celeste Elliott, and I am your host here every Thursday on this Lilydale Radio Show. My sincere apologies. We had a little bit of technical issues this morning, but we're still here and it's okay. So we're going to have a good day. I hope that everybody is starting to get prepared for spring. We have the spring equinox coming up, of course. And even more fun we have today is St. Patrick's Day. And of course, this is the day that we are celebrating the... We are getting feedback, so my apologies for that, and I will not do that again because I do not want the audio interruption. But anyway, we're going to keep going. Things happen. And I think that is, if nothing else, the takeaway for today. Things are going to happen, and do your very, very best to keep your cool, keep your kindness, most importantly, and keep moving. And if you need help from a friend, phone them in, okay? So, and by the way, for any of you who are listening, if you would like to call into Blog Talk, you are welcome to do so. The number is 818-739-8818. Let's kick off with some news from Lilydale. Of course, for those of you who like to drop by in person this time of year, we've got a little bit of snow, as does everybody in the Southern Tier right now, although it is getting progressively warmer today, thank God, we'll take it. But there's also, so what do we have to do here? Well, we have four churches that are affiliated with Lilydale, and you can come to services on Sundays, either in the morning or there's one in the evening, and you can check out the individual church websites and Facebooks for that. I know several of them stream live on Zoom and FaceTime, so you can be a part of the tradition that way. You can also come to our Wednesday evening Healing Temple service on Wednesday nights, and there's a that, of course, is spiritual healing. There's a short lecture. A kind of an inspiration there. And it's a great opportunity to just spend an hour, feel uplifted. You can check out the Lilydale Healing Temple Facebook page, or you can check out the Lilydale Assembly page, lilydaleassembly.org, and look up Healing Temple. And I hope you do. It's we just had it remodeled a few years ago, right before the pandemic. It's absolutely gorgeous inside. The energy is building every week. And the Healing Temple itself, you can come. There's two services every day in the summer season. So you can come and enjoy that. Get a spiritual healing in the morning or in the evening. And, you know, spiritualism is not, is of course not the only spiritual tradition that practices spiritual healing. And you know, there are standalone spiritual healing traditions as well. So within the Christian faith, there's laying on of hands. Within the Baha'i faith, there's spiritual healing. Of course, there's Reiki, which is a standalone. There are lots and lots of different techniques. Energy always coming from the same source. In my head, I just went, no, that's not true, because in Qigong, you're using your own energy, whereas in spiritual healing, the energy comes through you and out to the person receiving. So sorry, I wanted to correct myself there. And I think it's really important that we talk about these kind of spiritual traditions, especially because in today's age, you know, you have the New Age movement, which kind of has lumped everything metaphysical together, and it doesn't always give us a context of where those traditions and insights come from. There was a time when spiritualism was a spiritualist circle or public demonstration of mediumship as a spiritualist tradition was the only place that you could go to see mediumship practiced. And in the American spiritualist church, we practice spiritual healing, sometimes before the service, sometimes as part of the service. But that's, we also practice meditation often. However, if you go to some of our churches in other parts of the world, like some parts of Canada, some parts of the UK, actually most parts of the UK, from my understanding, then you will not see spiritual healing or meditation practiced in the actual service. That is a uniquely American tradition for a uniquely American religion. and it's so beautiful to see how it's practiced in different places. And we want to appreciate how it's practiced. So, you know, what you don't see a lot of in spiritualism, no matter where you see it in the world, and I do mean spiritualism as the religion and philosophy, which, you know, I'm becoming aware on social media that that is becoming a slang term for anything having to do with mediumship or metaphysics in general. And so if you hear somebody saying that, please do correct them, because that is not actually the case. So very, very happy to talk about these traditions. Speaking of, we also have a spiritualist holiday coming up, Hydesville Day, which honors the legacy of the Fox sisters in Hydesville, New York. And I will talk about their legacy in future episodes. I'm very excited about that. But that's, you know, there are some things that you're going to be able to see that are recorded and put up on video later. And I will make sure that I put the links for that in my Facebook page, which of course is Celeste Elliott, so you can find it. So if you have questions about spiritualism or spiritual traditions within this religion, please do write in on Facebook or call in to 818-739-8818. And I will go ahead and post that actually while we're talking about it. Some of the more frequently asked questions that I get are, you know, what makes spiritualism a unique tradition? Well, of course, it started with mediumship as a unique tradition, as well as spiritual healing. Those were key components because it was came out of the New Thought movement, which is why we continue to say that we are non-dogmatic in nature. So that's, you know, the New Thought movement really was, you can have morality without religion per se, that you shouldn't be ruled by dogma, that you should look at what you feel is the right thing to do in any given situation and roll with it. And that seems to be the theme of the day, is roll with it. So speaking of spiritual traditions and associations, I wanted to actually talk to you a little bit today about, I was supposed to have a guest on, but due to technical issues, which some of which you witnessed earlier, we're going to reschedule her. But before I forget, I want to plug, we have lots of new radio shows coming on for Lilydale Radio, and many of them will be featured on both the Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio on the Lilydale Radio channel, which is super, super exciting. So you're going to see all of the posts and the advertisements and things in the coming week, which is really, really fun. So now, every day of the week except Saturday, we've got something going on. So starting on Sundays, we're having alternating things. We have Nancy Lombardo every other Sunday, and she will be on this coming Sunday for embracing, wait, I'm sorry, I'm going to mess these up, so I will... We have Nancy Lombardo coming on at 8 o'clock on Sunday evenings. Now, the following Sunday, she will not be with us, but Stacey Sherman will be with us. And her show is Who Are Those Spiritualists? And she will be interviewing modern spiritualists as well as talking about historical figures, which is going to be great fun. And you'll get to know a little bit about the nuances and the practices, which is why I thought to segue to this from talking about spiritualist traditions. Now, on Mondays, we have middays at 12:30. We have the Medium's Porch with Kathleen Bolt, and she is a registered medium here in Lilydale. So she takes call-ins and she does a spiritual topic. So she'll be with you during the latter half of your lunch break from 12:30 to 1 o'clock every Monday. Check her out Monday evenings. We've got Tiffany Hopkins with the Unknown Unknown, which is when you don't know what questions you're supposed to be asking, which is super fun. So do check her out Tuesday evenings, of course, as for we've had her for many years, Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden. And Colleen this year is also doing a kind of check-in for Lilydale, where she's telling you about all the cool things that are coming up in the summer program, which I know you're excited for. What to do, what not to miss out on, who's going to be around. So that'll be super fun. Also on Wednesdays, we've got Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m. Of course, she is one of the OG Lilydale Radio podcasters. And then in the evening, you can watch the Lilydale Healing Temple, not on Blog Talk, but on Facebook. You know, join in and send your prayer requests and this sort of thing. And then Thursday, back to me with Wake Up to Spirit. Fridays at noon, we have Spiritual Conversations with Angie and Friends, which is Angie Abt, a registered medium here in Lilydale. And she also does interviews with people. And we try to keep it fresh. It's not always the same people. You know, I hope that you're enjoying the programming. If there are things that you were interested in seeing, you definitely should write in because we do take notice, okay? So let's get back to the concept of spiritual traditions. And, you know, because spiritualism has this philosophy of believing in the golden rule, in studying natural law, that we are conscious co-creators with the creator or spirit, as we're often prone to saying, or God, or whatever word you feel comfortable with. And that's another thing, is we believe in developing a relationship with the God of your understanding. So it's non-dogmatic, and it's also about, you know, how to develop yourself. That's the most important thing. And what is also unique is that we believe that because there is an intelligence with the soul that we've all been given, that when we get to the spirit side of life, take the body off, the personality, the memory is still with us, that we can reach out through mediumship, talk to the people that we love that are still in bodies, but also that we go on in our learning and our growth and our understanding, and we hold the door open on both sides of reality for better understanding. Now, all of that was a mouthful, so this is my co-host for today. This is my coffee, and take a sip of that before we go on. But very important to kind of dig into what are the spiritual traditions that you feel are uplifting, okay? So I thought, because it is St. Patrick's Day, that I would read to you a short excerpt of a poem from John O'Donohue, who is an Irish poet, called Ireland Calling. One of the tasks from the book, Ireland Calling, my apologies. One of the tasks of true friendship is to listen compassionately and creatively to the hidden silences. Often secrets are not revealed in words. They lie concealed in the silence between the words. And I think that's so true. So one of the most important things that you can do for your friends is listen to them in good times and in bad, in the way that they need you to listen to them. It goes beyond the golden rule to the platinum rule. How would they want to be treated? And sometimes you have to get to know them. Sometimes you have to ask, do you want me to just sit with you? Do you want me to brainstorm with you? Are you ready to process verbally? Do I need to just pick you up and distract you? You know, take you out for something fun, a walk in the woods, or, you know, a good cup of tea or whatever it is. Okay. So that is so important. And, on the note of listening, because today is St. Patrick's Day and many, many people will be wearing their green. I know I put on one of my favorite sweaters this morning for that sake, and I'm always wearing my Colada ring because I can. It's one of my favorites. Let's talk about the traditions that go along with these sort of cultural things, right? So interestingly enough, St. Patrick's Day is not, it was a Catholic saint day, but it was made important by Irish expats in the U.S. and specifically in the Chicagoland area. Yes, I said Chicagoland. I don't know why I didn't just say Chicago, but we'll go with it. funny when you catch yourself with these things, right? But especially in the Chicago area, where there was a large group of recent immigrants from Ireland who, presumably many of most of whom were of the Catholic denomination because they were celebrating a Catholic saint day. And of course, St. Patrick, although not Irish himself, is the patron saint of Ireland. So in years past, I've had people on to discuss Celtic traditions, and, you know, I think it's very, of course, Ireland is part of that, but not the whole total. I think it's very important to acknowledge that it seems to many Irish people that Americans celebrating St. Patrick's Day or calling themselves Irish American when their family is not newly off the boat, as we say here, is a kind of cultural appropriation rather than how we as Americans look at it in many ways as cultural appreciation. So that's something that I think is worth a chat. Okay. There are many ways to acknowledge and get in touch with cultural traditions from Ireland if you feel so inclined. I do not feel that having a percentage of heritage from Ireland makes me Irish per se. Now, if I wanted to get in tune with that heritage, if I wanted to go to there's a Irish Cultural Center up in Buffalo, which of course Lilydale is very near to Buffalo, and it would take me, you know, less than an hour to get up there. Or if I wanted to go online and buy books by Irish authors and support them, and or watch Irish television shows, or in some way study not just study the traditions, learn the foods, this sort of thing, that is definitely appreciation of the culture. And I know that friends that I do have that are actually from Ireland are very much appreciative of that. But if I were to just call myself Irish and have no connection to the heritage and base it on blood quantum, that gets a little tricky, doesn't it? Because that brings up a whole lot of things that happened during the Victorian era and today with eugenics and other things. And we know that there are people who are Irish as the day is long, who have lived there for generations, but not or newly immigrated and learned the culture and possibly even learned the Irish Gaelic, which of course is taught in their schools. It's not a dead language. And I certainly couldn't say I'm more Irish than they are. That would be silly, right? So these are discussions that I think are important to have in 2023, just as it's important to talk about where spiritual traditions come from, where we got them from. Certainly meditation is part of spiritualism. We did not get that out of the thin blue air. We did not invent meditation by any means, but it's such an integral part of many people's spiritual practice. And, you know, so you want to look to the Eastern traditions where that came out of. Everything from Sufism to Buddhism to Taoism to Taoism to, you know, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And you will find records going back thousands of years about meditation, and some of which have some very, very surprisingly modern ways of helping people. You know, we like to think that each generation is facing new challenges and they are unique. And in many ways we are, in that hopefully we are learning and growing, but it cannot be discounted that people are people and they have been throughout the ages, and we are certainly motivated by the same things. So do look at that. Do feel free to, you know, ask your culturally Irish neighbors and friends questions. Do appreciate and support traditional Irish craftsmen, businesses, music, artists, performance, and visual. And you know, if you are proud of your ancestry, I think that's a wonderful thing, and you should be. And it doesn't mean that yours is any better than anybody else's. We can each appreciate our own, and we can each appreciate other people's as well, which is super important. So let's build bridges. That is the theme of 2023 for me. Let's build bridges. Let's show appreciation. Let's show love. Let's show kindness. And you know, we gotta keep moving. We gotta keep going. Okay, so if anybody has any questions on spiritual appropriation, on spiritual traditions, or anything else with mediumship and or Lilydale, please do feel free to write in or call in at 818-739-8818. I'm loving the support online right now, by the way. Thank you very, very much. So I think we're actually getting close to the end of the show anyway, but I did want to give a lot of gratitude to everybody who has supported the Lilydale Blog Talk shows over the years, as well as the Lilydale Assembly. We who are locals, we love that you feel like you are a part of this place, even if you are not an assembly member or a resident. You know, and I love to hear people's stories of how they first came here, because they're always fun. And it's always like, you know, I felt the energy when I was coming through the gate, and I've never felt anything like it. I've been to Sedona, I've been to Nepal, I've been to all these places, and the energy of each place is unique, but we are, it really is something very special. So for those of you who are looking to study, there are classes year-round on Zoom, so please do go and look at lilydaleassembly.com/learn to check that out. The mediums are here, most of us giving readings all year round. Those who aren't here in person often do phone, FaceTime, or Zoom as well, okay? Mediums make their own schedules, so you'll have to check them out individually, but well worth it, okay? So I hope that you have been a little bit enriched by our conversation today. I know I'm, again, very, very grateful to be able to connect with all of you. And, you know, do feel free to tell me about what your favorite places in Lilydale are. And maybe I will broadcast from there and tell you a little bit more about the history. And of course, it is Women's History Month in March. So I would very strongly encourage you to check out the Lilydale Women's Day Event Committee. We have, and this is breaking news for all of you, a fabulous, fabulous program set up. So several years ago, we applied for the Pomeroy Foundation Women's Suffrage Trail Marker, which, you know, talks about the history of the suffrage, women's suffrage movement here in Lilydale. And how that connected. It was very prevalent in Chautauqua County, where we're located. And many of the biggest names in the suffrage, the women's suffrage movement, came to Lilydale to speak at various times. So we were awarded that marker, and we're going to be dedicating it this summer. And there's actually going to be a celebration week in Lilydale. We have the 175th anniversary of spiritualism this year. We have the 100, and I always mess this up, but I want to say 143rd summer season for the Lilydale camp. We're going to be celebrating all kinds of different things with that, capping off with the Women's Day Event Committee on August 11th, okay? So we're going to have events going for that, including the dedication. We're doing a parade because we love a parade. But even more fun, and I'm going to have her on the show sometime soon, Friday, July 28th, mark your calendar for that. We are showing our movie, The Spirit Rooms of Lilydale, which is about, featuring some very important females, of notoriety who have come to Lilydale. I did not like the way I said that just now. It felt weird. Important women who came to Lilydale and were somehow connected to it. Susan B. Anthony being one, and the Fox sisters who never made it to Lilydale, but Floyd Cottrell, who did and worked in their tradition of rapping mediumship. And also, so we talk about the Fox sisters. We show them because they started it all. Then we have Susan B. Anthony, Floyd Cottrell, and many of you would not know this unless you've seen the film or you've seen the work done by the Women's Day Committee, but Mae West, the movie star, and she was here for the founding, the inauguration of the Healing Temple with her good friend, Reverend Jack Kelly. So, you know, come watch the movie. It is fantastic. We are working on getting some mastering work done for the audio and things. We've won some awards, but we want to get it remastered and we want to get it out for distribution on big platforms. So we're going to be doing some fundraising for that. So FYI, but we had such a great time with it and we love telling the story of these remarkable women. And we hope that you will come and join in the celebration for that. And we're having a fantastic concert afterwards by Serenade. And it's a jazz performance and she is amazing. She definitely, she's been all around. She's performed internationally. She has a big, big following out of the Buffalo area as well because she was based there for many years, but we are so lucky to count her as a friend of the Women's Day program. I'll let you know when we're going to have her on to talk about things. Okay. So, okay. I think that's it for me today. Thank you again for tuning in and I'm wishing you a good day and good vibes. Bye.